On today's show, big truck sales could indicate big things for car sales. What is it going to take for people to trust autonomous cars? And Bentley uses a unique manufacturing technique to form body panels on the new Continental GT. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Sales of big trucks continued to rebound last month in the American market. Ward's Auto reports that medium and heavy-duty trucks posted a close to 10% gain in August, the third straight month the segment has boosted sales. The big Class 8 trucks posted a 1.6% increase, and Class 4 through 7 were up a strong 17%. However, due to poor sales in the first half of 2017, year-to-date sales are still down a little over 3% compared to 2016. And as we've said many times before, sales of medium and heavy-duty trucks are a leading indicator for the rest of the auto industry. So, if they continue to post gains, this could be a sign that light-duty sales will start to turn around in another 6 months or so. And in other semi-truck news, Tesla is delaying the introduction of its all-electric heavy-duty truck. The company originally planned to reveal the truck this month, but CEO Elon Musk tweeted that Tesla will now unveil it towards the end of October instead. Well, Ford may have taken a page out of a prankster's toolbook by dressing a driver as a car seat, but it had little to do about pulling a fast one over on someone. The automaker and Virginia Tech are studying a test method for communicating what an autonomous vehicle is intending to do with pedestrians and other motorists. To keep things simple, they didn't use an autonomous vehicle, but rather a transit van fitted with cameras and a driver in a seat suit. Not only were they able to get real-world reactions to a self-driving car on public roads, but also to see how people reacted to their light bar, which communicates if the vehicle is yielding, in active autonomous driving mode, or about to go. They settled on a light bar as a way to communicate because light signals for turning and braking are already standard and widely understood. Speaking of autonomous vehicles, the public still has a lot of trust issues with the technology. We'll take a look into that right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Even though autonomous vehicles have the potential to dramatically reduce traffic accidents, most of the public still doesn't trust the technology. Recently on AutoLine This Week, we were joined by Melissa Sefkin from Nissan Research, and she talked about the trust issue with self-driving cars.
So we start from today's world and realize that there's so many resources at hand available in how people do things today that get to come forward. So if you think about it, there's already an enormous amount of trust that goes on the road. One of the things that people are worried about in this question of marking autonomous vehicles is if people know it's an autonomous vehicle, are they going to game it? Are they going to try to take advantage by saying, we know that autonomous vehicles, and they are right, are being developed to at all costs avoid an obstacle. That is a first principle. So they're going to try to avoid obstacles no matter what. So this could give license to others to jump out in front and say it's going to stop and not hit me.
In fact, it's already happening.
Well, there to a certain degree, it could already be happening.
I mean, Google, now Waymo, has got videos. You can Google this and find it. There's one. It's so disgusting. It's some guy buck naked dancing in front of the car just to get it to stop. So if that's already happening now, what happens in the future?
Well, some of that, though, is the novelty effect and the fact that people are purposely playing. When we look closely at what happens at intersections on roads, if you stop to think about it, people could already do that. Because as a normal driver, I bet when you drive down the road, you're not willing to hit somebody, right? You don't want the hassle. Maybe you think it's a bad thing to do. My guess is you're going to try. Most drivers today today will do everything in their power to avoid hitting something. That doesn't mean that everybody else continues to go and take their turn. There's sense of etiquette, there's sense of propriety. We know that the rule is turn-taking and that other people have to have their chance. So even though I think it could be a very real problem, especially in that transition, the novelty effect, it's not clear it will become a massive transformation, that suddenly people are going to lose all sense of propriety and decide to, you know, mess with the car just because it's autonomous.
You can watch that entire show right now on Autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. Programming note here, there is no new Autoline After Hours today because the crew is traveling back from the Frankfurt Auto Show. After Hours will resume on September 21st. Coming up next, Bentley used a unique manufacturing process to help create the new Continental GT.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
The new Bentley Continental GT is a beautiful, shapely vehicle. And as J.P. Gregory, head of exterior design at Bentley, told us at the Frankfurt Auto Show, it was the expanded use of a unique manufacturing process that enabled the designers the freedom to create the GT's form.
It's a very special process that we use only in Bentley. Now, we obviously have on the side of the car have the iconic elements of the power line over the front wheel and the haunch over the back wheel. We wanted them as sculptural and as sharp as possible. So we've used a very, very special process. It's an aerospace process called superforming. And it allows a couple of things. It allows this fantastic concave and convex sculpture, extremely sharp lines, but also there's no shot lines intersecting the graphics at the front, so it means that we actually have this seamless design sitting flush. And it's this feeling of quality, this perception of quality, which gives the car a feeling of a luxury product. We also have the same on the rear fender, so this is a first for the Continental. So today's Continental has a superformed front fender, but it does not have a superformed side panel. So this whole side panel here is also done with the superforming process. Extremely expensive, but it's worth it because look at the sculpture it creates.
It's amazing that you could get this depth of draw with this kind of a highlight that's so crisp.
Absolutely. So there's no way we can achieve this with the traditional processes. So, of course, bespoke, luxury, handcrafted, it's all the words that you associate with Bentley. It's something that enabled us as designers to have the freedom to create this wonderful sculpture, these concave surfaces and these sharp lines, like you said.
If you've never heard of superforming, it's a process where an aluminum panel is heated to 500 degrees Celsius, then pushed into a mold with air pressure, rather than a second piece of a mold stamping it into shape. This allows for very tight radii and depth of form, which can be seen in the panels JP was talking about. And you can check out all of our coverage of the Frankfurt Auto Show right now. Just look for it in the On the Road section of our website or find it on our YouTube channel. I think they're all worth watching, but I would also highly recommend the one about the Continental GT's interior as well. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.